My name is Jens Trainhardt. I'm the executive director of the Mekong Tourism Coordinating Office, which is the secretariat of the 6 tourism ministries of Cambodia, Laos, Myanmar, Thailand, Vietnam, and China to promote the region as a single tourism destination. And I'm also the chairman of Destination Mekong, which is a new public-private partnership framework to execute some of the new initiatives and projects that we have launched, like Mekong Moments, Mekong Trends, and the Mekong Mini Movie Festival as well.
Now, the Mekong Mini is the first I'm interested in. This is just snippets of 60 seconds of film made by the people who have traveled abroad and have been there in the area, and they will present it where and why.
So it's very simple. So basically, anybody can nowadays be a filmmaker and put together a video of 60 seconds or less, sharing their experience when they travel around the Mekong region, the countries. And they would put it on their own social media. So they don't submit it to anyone else. So that's important because the content creator, the one that has actually, you know, created this 60-second video, is still the owner of that. So we're not actually, you know, taking any videos. So they would put it on their own social media, Instagram, Twitter, or YouTube. They would tag it with hashtag Mekong Moments, hashtag Minis, and hashtag the country. So Cambodia or Laos or hashtag Vietnam, and also maybe the business or the attraction that they have visited. When it is tagged correctly, it will be fed into a dedicated website called MekongMinis.com, which is powered by our social commerce platform, MekongMoments.com. And then it's divided into the 6 countries. And then we have 3 prizes per country. The first one is the viewer's choice. And the viewer's choice, anyone in the world can vote. You know, it's like a liking video on Facebook. And the ones with the most likes or votes per country is getting the viewer's choice. So it will be a viewer's choice for Cambodia, viewer's choice for Laos and for Myanmar and so on. The second one is what we call the editor's choice. The editor's choice is determined by a jury of tourism professionals, people from the ministries, but also filmmakers and bloggers and celebrities and so on. So it's really a diverse group, and they select what they deem the best videos for each country. And the third prize is what we call the industry choice, because we really want to have engagement on all levels. And if you come to the Mekong Tourism Forum in 2018, in June 26th in Nakhon Phanom in Thailand, we will have our first Mekong Mini Movie Festival, a real movie festival. And there we screen the top 3 movies per country, so 18 films. And then on a mobile app, sitting in the audience, being a delegate at Mekong Tourism Forum, you vote for your favorite film per country. So those are the 3 prizes. And then we also have category prizes. So a company or an organization can own a category, let's say luxury or wellness or food, anything. And then if there's a hashtag, let's say hashtag luxury, then that organization would be giving out the prize and judging it. So we just had a luxury confirmed. It's Rosewood Hotels and Resorts. It's a hotel brand that I think is quite familiar to many. And they're launching quite a few hotels in the region, in Luang Prabang, in Phnom Penh, in Bangkok, in Phuket, and so on. So great opportunity for them to position themselves. But I think the other thing that's interesting is about the Mekong Mini Movie Festival is that it also has a CSR component. So we're looking to raise awareness of the endangered Irrawaddy dolphin, or many people call it the Mekong dolphin, which is declared vulnerable by the WWF. So the trophies actually will be designed for the Irrawaddy dolphin, and that way we want to raise awareness of this endangered species and protecting wildlife and culture in the Mekong region.
And today we are on the second day of ITB, and it's the first time you're going to present some of these films here at the Myanmar booth, I think. Is that right?
Yes. I mean, we launched the Mekong Mini Movie Festival at the ASEAN Tourism Forum in Chiang Mai in Thailand in January. We already have quite a few movies that have been submitted. And now at ITB, Myanmar wanted to promote it further, especially encouraging all their Myanmar tour operators and hotels to participate, because what's interesting about this campaign is that it's actually a collaborative campaign. So it's the companies, the hotels, the tour operators, the attractions, the destinations that push it, you know, and then it can also drive business to them. So what we're doing at the Myanmar stand, we're showing some of the most inspiring and exciting submissions to date, but it's just a month in, so it's very early on. And also, if you're a listener now and you have traveled into the Mekong region, to Thailand or Cambodia or Laos or Myanmar, maybe 10 years ago, and you still have footage, if it's video or photos, you can download one of these great apps and you can create your video very easily, 60 seconds or less. If you're sitting, you know, in Munich or in New York or in Sydney, you can upload it right there on your social media and tag it, again, with the hashtags, hashtag Mekong Moments and hashtag Minis and the country, and you're automatically in the running to maybe win one of these amazing trips that are given out by the tourism ministers themselves at the Mekong Tourism Forum.
My last question is very simple. I think we have many listeners who've never been in the region. He would like to participate, although they don't have any imagery. Maybe they have a chance just to speak about their dreams, about their hopes, about their expectations. And you have an extra category for those who have visions about the regions which they have never seen before.
First thing I would suggest is, you know, view these videos, because these are not the videos that are produced by the hotel companies or tour operators or destinations, but these are videos by you and me. They are not maybe the Hollywood productions. There might be some great productions in there, but they're just experiences that people have had. And I think that's what's so powerful, is getting inspired. And I think when you've probably seen some of these films, you know, people might get on the next plane and want to kind of create something themselves.
Perfect. Do we have any outlet where we can see these films online later on?
Yes, if you go to mekongminis.com, you can already see the submissions that have been submitted so far.
Thank you. So we give you the gratitude of giving this link on our website, and we wish you good luck and good expectations for the next upcoming moments. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.